Support for KPLU comes from Baird. Employee-owned and privately held, Baird offers financial advice and services with clients' best interests in mind. Information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
We are honored to welcome a Cuban native who's traveled the world from Ecuador to San Francisco to Barcelona and beyond. And his music reflects this, based in the Afro-Cuban tradition, but gladly welcoming the traditional sounds of the furthest corners of the world. His latest album with his Cuarteto Afro-Cubano is called Ile, West African term for homeland, inspired by the great Cuban musical tradition. With Leandro St. Hill on saxophone and flute, Childo Tomas on bass, Ernesto Simpson drumming, please welcome pianist Omar Sosa and his Cuarteto Afro-Cubano.
Thank you.
Omar Sosa and his Cuarteto Afro-Cubano live in the studios here at KPLU. The new record is called Ile. We'll talk a little bit about the album. Omar, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I know last few albums have been a really wide variety of styles, from solo to electronic to big band stuff. You seem to defy being stuck in a certain style. You're always moving forward. What do you think it is that keeps you moving forward and looking for the next thing?
Well, you know, simple. Life is only one. And it's like if we walk ahead, we try to figure out a way to do the same thing with our music, the thing that we create. You know, but some people love to play the same kind of style. But in our case, we absorb every single picture it is in front of us when we travel around the world, and is why not? It included this element in the music. This is the reason we are together, because we all bring in our backpack something, and we put together, and this is the music we present.
I also wanted to talk to you about your early musical experience. You actually were a percussionist for years and years, and you only caught up to piano later. And I wonder how important rhythm is to your music.
Well, I need to say something. I don't play drum because the drummer here, he always was so good. And we started together. And I said, man, I don't want to play drum because there's no way I can play like you.
You grew up with Ernesto.
Yes. You know, we grew up in the same town. We studied in the same school, and now we play in our 50s, we back and play together, and it's a family. Leandro's from the same town, come away, season two and mine too, and Childers from Maputo, Mozambique. This is one of the reasons we call this band Afro-Cuban Quartet.
Right, right.
So, but back to your question, you know, I think for me that the piano is 88 drums. You know, with different key. So for me, it's good to have the communication with a person. We grew up together. We listen to the same music, and I try to be another drummer in the band, rather than be a piano player, because you know I have my limitation. I study classical percussion, so I play. I said again, I play piano as a drummer. This is why we communicate so well in the rhythmic aspect, because we have the same background.
We'd love to hear another song. What have you got for us next?
Okay, so we're going to play a sad meeting, but yeah, the title is kind of sad, but the music is not sad. It's like a reverse.
Got it.
So, sad meeting. Thank you.
salsa and his Afro Quarteto Afro-Cubano. The band includes Childo Tomas bass, Ernesto Simpson drumming, and we have Leandro St. Hill at the flute and also playing saxophone. Omar, the new album, Ile, Homeland, tell us about the reason for making this record.
Well, interesting question. We did some live release. It was recorded in Japan. And when Simpson started joining us in the band, yeah, we said, well, we need to make a record, properly record. And actually, after this live, yeah, was more strong the idea of make a record. And we start, you know, I start writing music, but pretty much the main thing is try to bring our tradition together and present some music with a Cuban rhythm, all the Cuban rhythm and we listen when we was young, mm-hmm. in the school, some montuno, cha cha cha, bolero, it's some rhythm and they are part of our own tradition, and it's simple. The communication we have is so tight that we don't even need to talk. So what the session was in one day. And well, I wish we can have more time because now after the record we start to play the music in the way we like to play, with more freedom and more relaxed. But it's a great opportunity. Actually, it's a reverence we're gonna give to Africa as a motherland and a reverence we're gonna give to our small hometown. It's not really small; it's big in power. In Cuba, it come away. Mm-hmm. We are all studying in the school of the music school of Camagüey, and we have the same teacher, and we need to say with this music, thank you to the elders, thank you to the spirit and light, thank you to the ancestor, and thank you to the opportunity to be together and present this music to you guys.
Right. There is a lot of soul in this music. It's very soulful. Right? Can you tell us about the idea of, you know, reaching a religious place with your music?
Well, if we go back to Africa, uh-huh. actually it's a motherland, one of the first things we need to see is how the spirit in light and the ancestors call us all the time and tell us the path that we need to take. Mm-hmm. We don't want to put any pressure. We only need to listen to the voice and translate this. And of course, I'm a Santero, and I need to say, you know, Obatala is the orisha I have in my head, is peace, love, unity, and drive my life. And pretty much, I said again, what we need to present, what we like to present with this music is peace and unity between all of us and between all the music that come through us.
There's been a lot of excitement, I think, for Cuban music fans, especially with the warming relations between the United States and Cuba. Yeah. And I wonder if you see things you're looking forward to and things that also you're worried about?
Well, Simpson, you want to talk about this? Or Leo, you want to talk about this?
Ernesto Simpson?
Yes. I don't really follow politics too much. But, I would like to see change. And it doesn't really matter what kind of political system a country would like to follow. But mainly, you know, a decent life for the people and basics, way of living that permit a better, you know, better peace, better way of living in general. I mean, no, simple. So hopefully, again, after so many years, something will happen and the country will survive to this crisis.
Mm-hmm. Well, very exciting to see at least the communication opening up between the countries and, of course, the universal communication of music is what's kept the relationship alive, I think.
Yeah, I think we wait for this a long time. Yeah, I see. I think it's no reason if we are so close, we don't be able to share in sins.
Right.
I remember, yeah, and I think, you know, back in the days, it was a ferry. Every hour, Havana to Miami, New Orleans. Yeah. And I don't know if it was Miami or to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, the tradition, for example, when you go to New Orleans, yeah, you feel the Creole spirit.
Yeah.
When you go to Cuba, you feel the Creole spirit. Why we need to put a border? Why? The food is almost the same. Yeah. And the people are dancing, you know. We played Miami a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And we are all so happy, especially with, number one, with the weather, number two, with the food, number three, with our family, because all of us, we have family there. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's not reason, man. To be honest, it's not reason. But I need to say thanks to Obama to open the window, at least to try to open the window.
Right.
But because the window is not open yet. Yeah, it's just a little corner. But just with this little corner, we need to smile and we need to say thank you.
Right.
For all the families, all the people have family here in this country, and they don't be able to go to Cuba. And all the people have a family in Cuba and don't be able to come to this country. So, you know, it's all about love, right? And unity and sharing sin and be together. And this is what I think maybe one day going to happen. I hope we can see it.
And we've got time for one more song. What would you like to
finish with? Yes, we're going to play a song. It shows the communication between two brothers.
All right.
Yeah, he arrived to play in their 50s. Yeah, it's a song that we play for a long time in different ensemble, but with Simpson and I talk a dimension, and we don't know what happened in every concert, but we know that something gonna happen. It's this piece called Move in D. Why Move in D? Because the whole piece is around D major.
Got it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Omar Sosa, Afro-Cubano Quarteto, live on KPLU.